was no blinking mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Yeah. Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. You know, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hello, this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. And tonight, I'm going to be playing for you Chris Burke's Roger's Arm, thing that he did for us last year for 24 Hours of Radio Art. Chris Burke is a composer, producer. He's been working in electronic music and sound collage since the mid-1980s when he created his Bam Bam catalog of cassette releases, which eventually became the Mode Avant release Idioglossia. Chris Burke is an old hero of mine after hearing his album Idioglossia in 1989 and playing it on my radio show back then in Tacoma, Washington. To find out more about Chris Burke and his many media facets, you can go to bongdern.com. That's BONGDERN.com. Here's Chris Burke's Roger's Arm, Part 1 and 2 on CITR.
Gentlemen, today we have a treat for you. Prickle and Goo will give a modern recital in sight and sound. Prickle will play his own compositions.
We're demonstrating modern music. I play the notes and Goo shows what they look like.
The first song is called Runcible Rhythm.
I've come to tell you what I see. There are great darknesses, farther than time itself. And beyond the darkness, a light that glows.
Through my own eyelids.
But I'm here now.
Yes, 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 yes. If what I'm seeing is really you. You're dying.
Mosaic mesh effect, the tactile mesh effect of the television environment, regardless of the content, that would change people. We would no longer have the tactile interval addiction and gambling mania that's running rampant on the planet today. You could just turn off the effect of the television mosaic mesh. Not the content. You got me?
Yeah.
Disappeared. Everything's basically disappeared. Everything's basically disappeared.
The Iran weapons scandal has now made many members of the public aware of this superficial public relations method and how it lacked political substance. Television.
Electricity is a biological event. When the telegraph arrived as an environment by 1850, that pushed man into a new dimension.
TV is the motor mechanism of fashion and war making.
Gone into the limbo of the nevermore.
voices vanish.
We'll be right back. I was confused.
I was confused.
In particular. Now listen to this.
It was the kind of murder song that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
But that's America.
And yet it goes on and on and on in this country of ours.
That's America.
Now that second one is really Robert Kennedy, right? Wrong.
Hal Eisner.
Wrong.
Neither of these is the real voice of anyone, and we must never believe that it is.
Oh, but that was really Robert Kennedy.
Hal Eisner.
They are both electronic images of the real voice preserved on magnetic tape. Just as we never see a dead body on television news, we must never believe that we do.
Our TVs are murdering people every 15 minutes. You see two or three people dying on TV.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Bronx song.
This American song is really frightening, but at the same time, it's ridiculous.
And then you got guys now that got the controls, but they don't have the power. You put somebody with the power at the control, and you watch the old buggy rock.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder song may be in doubt.
And I'm not afraid of dying because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
For as much as it has pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our brothers here departed, we therefore commit their bodies to the ground.
Now you can have. Now you can have.
Something to sell.
We all know we're in the art of selling.
We create a mental and an emotional climate of
unconscious selling. Right in your own home.
When everybody sells,
we're all selling.
For we all have something to sell. Yes, everyone selling together, mighty symphony of prosperity. For we all have something to sell.
Milk train!
I believe you should have this.
Now you can have.
I believe you should have this.
This amazing new symphony
of prosperity
generates in the mind of the salesman before it does in the prospect.
Everyone selling together.
Milk train.
I believe you should have this. I believe you should have this.
Right in your own home.
At this level, our salesman can see the top of the ladder and is well on his way there.
degrees centigrade. Tomorrow.
What? Somebody's at the front door.
I didn't hear anything.
Again, Dad. I know that it's me that has that in my mind every time. And you can stand anywhere on this planet and tell me that if I'm on it or not. I mean, if I'm on it or not every time, huh? So, how's that sound to you, asshole? You can tell me every time I'm down here whether I'm on it or not, okay? You can tell me every fucking time when I'm on the fucking planet whether I'm fucking on it or not. Is that what you want? Would that make you happy, you stupid fucking asshole? You can tell me every fucking time when I'm on the fucking planet whether I'm fucking on it or not.
Describe that big blue arrow, the biggest
woman. All right, Charles, this is the big blue arrow.
Never is information.
Charles, this is the big blue arrow.
Never is information more crucial to democracy than at times like these.
Describe that big blue arrow, the biggest one on your map. All right, Charles, this is the big blue arrow.
Never is information more crucial to democracy.
No!
This is Tom Krautenmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
No!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake in the one! No! No!
We had to listen to that, and then when we went to sleep at night, in our dreams we would hear...
I can't get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girl.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Give me what you got.
And when it comes to killing you, 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 they like to use every means in the book.
Kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense. They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand. Christianity is stupid.
My friends, there is a religious war going on in this country.
Uh-huh.
It is a cultural war.
That's right.
And the Buchanan Brigades are enlisted. The mob is on our side.
Talk about an attitude adjuster.
It is about what we stand for as Americans. Force. Kind of Christian values and beliefs upon which America was founded. Don't laugh. This war is for the soul of America.
What's your name?
It is just about time for the mob to control our country.
Uh-huh.
To remove the raw sewage of pornography that so terribly pollutes our popular culture.
I know.
The kind of change we can abide in a nation we still call God's country.
Bless your heart.
Kay, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. I'm a war criminal, and we will never heal these wounds. So I'm not worried about people. Do not have the courage.
The entire criminal charge of the United States government, but
the conduct of foreign policy
still there, still in power, brutal as ever. So what can we do to change all of this? We have voted out the entire top level of the United States government, but the thugs and criminals are still there, still in power, brutal as ever. So what can we do to change all of this?
Jesus.
Once upon a glorious time, in a world increasingly bereft of ideas, slack-jawed, eyes glazed over, barely able to chew their popcorn, was always a mob on the King's Road. We set off in a rented man of war.
As over our heads, an entire epoch ended.
To a pilot, style is just an X on a tattered map, or a piece of wreckage floating on the surface of the ocean, deep in vogue. Blitzkrieg yellow,
Minnie Mouse pink,
England's pastures green, bollocks blue. Grandmother Rose, seller of fake paintings.
It's much better to be hated, son. You get more done that way.
Lieutenant Lush, Adamant, and a lip gloss army. Punk, the dessert topping. Punk,
the rumor that sells trousers.
Punk, the new way to smooth and soften unruly hair. Low blows, cheap shots, the unemployed aristocrat.
Asleep in the cemetery above Harrow, toasting marshmallows to the great St. Martin's fire.
An English fox knows how to cover his tracks with his tail. Memories are hunting horns, alas, whose note along the wind is dying. Discotheque Duranger. Mi Amor Fati. O Albion. William Blake and Jack the Ripper rolled over Beethoven. She'd get pissed and quote the great poets. Cochrane, Marriott, Chuck Berry. Thomas De Quincey jukeboxes revolving with all the rock and roll colours of this great gaslight, Kublai Khan. She also gathered dandelions for her macrobiotic tea.
Not very punk rock, that.
Nespa? The potion tasted horrible, and it made you hallucinate future dreams of our battles at sea. Lord Nelson discovered America was just a pattern in the cracked
leather seats of a Times Square sticky floor.
In the back of the magic bus, she sat on a wet spot from the western wood. Wouldn't she just? Little Miss Manager. I borrowed £200 from my grandmother so that we could abort the mission. She came home instead with a fuzzy new cashmere sweater and a crooked little smile, which still annoys. I ain't your father, punk, but I produced you like a film.
Sex and sedition, vulgar and forgotten, vicious and rotten, attorneys of law.
Guy Fawkes, effigies of Radio 1 DJs bled to fun powder. Give me such shows. Give me the streets of Manhattan. Our contingent never did know right from wrong. And lucky you,
though we were full-grown men already,
we'd just been born. Tulsa, Oklahoma. 70s twilight with scattered special effects. The band is paid with a live fighting rooster and 18 cases of Boone's Farm apple wine. Oi, Malcolm. Why are we doing business with Rhinestone Cowboys? La grande truffe del rock and roll. 'Twas high time for plunder, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a sneering dirty sot.
Flim flam man,
DJ Huckster,
Bengali,
sinister puppeteer,
situation
red under the
bells of bow,
rock and roll captain.
capitalist,
Jewish anarchist,
agent provocateur,
Teddy boy haberdasher,
architecteur of fraud couture,
icon creator,
great dissembler,
mediums master,
monsieur propaganda,
Colonel Tom Parker carnival bar,
cunning stuntsman,
Beau Brummel with a boombox,
Game Boy. A wild creature,
delightfully deprived of the fear of fucking up, hated by all the right people.
The unmoved mover versus the unmanaged manager. A 2-bit punk with an 8-bit sound. They said she swore she was 18. Hits or misses, misses wrong, for history is for pissing on. By the shores of Grabby, Gimme, I sat down and wept. I am he, and E am I, and then some. Give me to warble spontaneous songs, relieved, recluse by myself from my own ears only. Electric boogie, he says. That's tough. A bloke up in Harlem with a Sex Pistols t-shirt
hands me a gold-plated cassette.
And the next day, we start spinning the globe like the Bay City Rollers. Afro-Cubans. Not only were they the best drummers on the planet, they were savvy dealmakers too. We all want candy. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done.
The ship has weathered every rack.
The prize we sought is won. In London, a new suit for E.T., hip-hop for Madame Butterfly, and on the marquee, same fight every night.
Karaoke culture versus the Golden Gut.
Duck for the oyster, dig for the clam, knock a hole in the old tin can. Waltz, darling. But after midnight, a switch in the sky is thrown. Chariots turn into pumpkins, and the whining begins. Can you believe they gave us pies? In a flash of lightning, a pair of gleaming fangs, all the way from Berkshire or Beverly Hills.
It's the Bride of Frankenstein's ball, thrown by a devil who wears Prada.
I'm out of two swords, the Beatles dissolved by my candlelight.
Peyote Pete on the platypus. Now listen here, boy. If you were to destroy some, what are you going to put in its place?
Mayor of London, Brian Ferry studied with Richard Hamilton. Ian Dury studied with Peter Blake. Frank Auerbach taught Joe Strummer how to draw. The Stranglers ate cornflakes for breakfast. It's been raining in Paris. Pregnant clouds passed over the channel and gathered evidence, pissed down on Montmartre. And on the great puddle below Sacré-Cœur.
Over the horizon, it's pirates to the rescue.
We build a giant boat and take two of everything.
Françoise Dolléac and Catherine Deneuve. Gainsbourg and Birkin, Anna Karina and all the young girls of Rochefort.
Cap d'Antibes, the one-armed bandit, drops anchor. We load up on film magazines, large
black sunglasses, jet lag remedies,
stolen glass ashtrays, large rolls of red carpet, garish abstract plexiglass trophy. Under the Mirabeau Bridge, there flows the same. Must I recall, our loves recall, how then, after each sorrow, joy came back again. Let night come on, bells end the day. A sea of flashbulbs and doors open to reveal a Belle Epoque ballroom
full of electric noise, a great blooming, buzzing confusion. The days go by me, still I stay.
All right, CITR 101.9, Vancouver. This is Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show with DJ Bleak. I am pre-recording this broadcast this evening. You just heard Roger's Arm, Part 1 and 2 from Chris Burke, and that went for the last hour or so. Now we're going to take a look at some events coming up in the neighborhood here at your local live events places. Martha Wainwright at the Commodore Ballroom tomorrow night. You'll have the, Scenery in Stereo at the 105 West 12th Street, presented by Salvation Army there. New Sensei and Gang Violence and Roll Mock at the Astoria. You'll also have, let me see what else we got here. I can just pick through. Cobalt Party with the Defectors and Cheerleader Camp and Golden Touch and Juvenile Hall and New Values at the Cobalt. And let's see, 3-6 Mafia and DJ Headspin at the Commodore Ballroom. Those are all. And Saturday, November 29th, the CITR Fun Drive Finale Party at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests to be announced. So don't miss that one. Let's move into some Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip and Thou Shalt Always Kill. And then we'll be hearing some more things at the end of the show, including RX and other oddball things. So stay tuned.
Just a band, the
occur in non-English-speaking countries as to those that occur in English-speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music. 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 Thou shalt not pimp my rise. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say him, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he say, she say, we say, make some noise. Thou shalt always kill.
If you need to be loved. Here I am. Read my mind.
Psst. Avast there.
It be too late to alter course, mateys. And there be plundering pirates lurking in every cove, waiting to board. Sit closer together and keep your ruddy hands inboard. That be the best way to repel boarders. And mark well me words, mateys. Dead men tell no tales. Ye come seeking adventure and salty old pirates, eh? Sure, you've come to the proper place. But keep a weather eye open, mates, and hold on tight. With both hands, if you please. There be squalls ahead, and Davy Jones waiting for them what don't obey.
So thin you might cut your skin and forget to swim. Two bells on the wind and you're so thin you might cut your skin and forget to swim. Two bells on the wind and you're so thin you might cut your skin and forget to swim. Two bells on the wind and you're so thin you might cut your skin and forget to swim.
Santa, thanks for coming. Glad you made it. I know you got a lot of commitments this time of year, but I appreciate all our entertainers. Thanks for being here. It was a fantastic evening. Christmas is a time to rejoice and to give thanks for the blessings of the season. We also remember that we have a responsibility to help those in need.
What to do?
To the Batmobile. Turn on the lights. And would you help turn on these lights as well by counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done. I've got a message from God.
Yeah,
a vision of love. It's God's gift to the world. I've got a whole lot of love. Check. I've got a whole lot of love.
got a whole lot of love.
X Christmas is coming. Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
At this hour, the world is witnessing terrible suffering and horrible crimes in the Darfur region of Sudan. Crimes my government has concluded are genocide.
The human cost is beyond calculation.
I call on the government of Sudan to honor the ceasefire it signed and to help prevent further bloodshed.
I call upon Congress. More troops are needed to protect the innocent.
We need to intervene now before it's too late.
In the long run, the tragedy in Western Sudan requires a settlement between the government and the rebels. All sides must control their forces, end the killing, and negotiate the peace of a suffering land.
Christmas is coming,
and it's taking a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
We can do it.
Red line.
Huh?
Our plan is working.
Now, what I'm telling you is technology is going to help us achieve the objective. Something no president or Congress has been able to do.
We're strongly committed to peace for all the peoples of Sudan.
That's the true spirit of America.
The love.
This is the road to paradise.
I still can't figure out why it's a good thing for us to be at war with Iraq and have all these middle-class people over there sacrificing. Surely there's some way we can find in this new moment of hope. Peace in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East.
As we approach Christmas in this time of war, we pray for freedom and justice and peace on earth. We set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. We ask for God to watch over our men and women in uniform who are serving overseas. Their families miss them. Hold a seat open for them and pray for their safe return.
Christmas is coming,
and it's taking a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
I've got a message from God.
Yeah, a vision of love.
It's God's gift to the world.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
I've got a whole lot of love.
I've got a whole lot of love.
X Christmas is coming.
Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
Thank you.
nothing that you can just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. There's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back. You know, there's been hectic, you just put on a record and lean back.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Every year after Halloween, once the pumpkins get tossed, Mint Records puts on a ridiculously early Christmas party. This year, we've got two nights planned. Night one is on Friday, December 5th. Nardwar night with The Goblins, Kelarissa,
Lois, the Pack AD, and the Evaporators.
Nardwar will be showing his video vault of classic interviews, including Snoop Doggy Dogg, Marilyn Manson, Iggy Pop, and lots more. The show is all ages at the Ukrainian Hall, and it starts at 7 p.m.
Night 2, Saturday, December 6th, is the 9th annual Ridiculously Early Christmas Party with Vancouver, Bella, The Awkward Stage, Young and Sexy, Hot Panda, The Rambling Ambassadors, and Novelero. This is a licensed 19-plus event at the Cambrian Hall, and it all starts at 7 p.m. All door proceeds will go to the Canadian ALS Society, and the first 75 paid entrants will receive a mysterious gift. Tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu Records, and are $8 in advance or 10 at the door. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you there.
Hello, and you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, coming to you on a Thursday night, the first night after the CITR funding drive. We had a super amazingly fantastic funding drive. We made, so far, $18,000, $18,050. The goal was $15,000, and we way exceeded beyond expectations. Thank you very much for everybody for calling in and donating money. We are still doing one more funding drive event.